Great. Oh, we're gonna play everything tonight. Cliff, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. This next song is off our latest single, which is called Texture for Festivals. This song features the fabulous guitar playing of Hugh Boy Blake, so maybe I'll argue. Huh. And his wonderful golden voice, of course. This song is called Dragons and Fables.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We put you to sleep with that. This is what you're going to experience while you're down there. This is Dream Walker. Yes, Dreamwalker. Now that you're all nicely asleep, we I'd like to try a little experiment on you. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 down to 0. When I reach 0, you're going to wake up. And when you do, you're going to go bananas.
You're going to dance from the ceiling. You're going to tear off your clothes. You're going to
touch each other.
Never.
different scene, different space, different time. Is it inner space or outer space? Or any space at all? This is for you to judge. Utopia. Utopia. Welcome to Utopia. Planet of your wildest dreams. Where everybody drives a Rolls Royce car. And the streets are paved with hamburgers. And the rivers run with real ale. Utopia. Where all your needs are catered for. Anticipated. Calculated. All your wants are my search. Scope of the land of all your needs. We know you will be very happy here. No one has ever complained. Yes. This is Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. The next song we're about to play is another track off this legendary single I mentioned earlier on. And on the single, it features Lemmy on barking and scratching on a lot of records. You can then listen to a song called The Night of the Hawk. You can join in if you play the chorus.
Thank you.
always a song by the very talented, wonderful personality. About Robert's childhood. When he was a little boy, he used to live in Margate on the 13th floor of a multi-story housing block. And he always wanted to be a fighter pilot when he grew up. His daddy wanted him to be a poet. Now wait a minute, that's wrong. His daddy wanted him to be a fighter pilot and he wanted to be a poet. So he used to have to go in the toilet and write his poetry on this lavatory paper. And he quite often used to write it on a wall. Made quite a habit of it, you might have seen his work around. And each evening his daddy used to take him upstairs, open the window and try to push him out. It's called ejection.
Thank you.
still hoping. Looking for a little paraplex.
Looking for a lot.
A little nuclear death.
Looking for a lot.
Put it out of its misery.
Looking for a lot.
Looking for life. He is very humane.
Thank you. is wonderful, isn't it?
This next song is a new song we want to try out on you. We'd like you to perhaps tell us how you feel about it, and maybe you can help us give it a name. We don't know what to call it.
Thank you.
are different. By these rules. If you're making a lot of his impressive, you'll bring a lot of fighters to orgasm simultaneously. Do not waste time blocking your ears. Do not waste time thinking yourself will shut up. Try to get as far away from the sonic thoughts as possible. Do not panic. Do not panic. Do not panic. Do not panic. Use your wheels, it is what they are for. What they are for.
Do not attempt to use your own limbs. Small babies may be placed in this little cocoon to make that impossible. And shelters.
If no wheels are available, metal, not organic limbs, should be employed when are practical. Remember. In the case of sonic attack, survival means every man for himself! Statistically, more people survive if they think only of themselves!
Do not attempt to rescue friends, relatives, loved ones.
And only a few seconds to escape. Use those seconds sensibly or you will inevitably die! Do not panic! Do not panic!
Do not panic! Do not panic!
Think only of yourself! Think only of yourself!
Think only of yourself! Think only of yourself! Think only of yourself! Think only of yourself!
Small objects such as ornaments oscillating.
You may notice vibrations in your diaphragm. There may be a distant hissing in your ears. You may feel dizzy. You may feel the need to vomit. You may be in the middle of a vision.
You may have difficulty focusing. You may be subject to fits of hysterics or shouting, or even a shout!
Thank you.
To do a bit more, I think, although we're not really supposed to. Chair, who knows this one?
Bang the tune.
There's another one. No.
He's not playing spot the tune, is he? This is Dave. Open up to him. Dave, open the box. Brock, this is. That's Purple Haze, that one. What about another one? A bit technical one, Brady.
Wonderful to be here and all that. They just let me out of the box. Have you got any requests?
It's Jonathan!
Oh, it's just Slipper.
He's done that.
Look, we're going to have a dancing competition. Here, shut up a minute.
Listen, Nick's got a wonderful idea.
Turn those
lights out. Well, how many lights in the piano?
Try to stop the show. We'd like to have a dancing competition, right? We'd like six young ladies to come over here on that side of the stage, come up on the stage, and you can judge who you think is the best of them. And we're going to give some tapes away as prizes, which I think that Dave told me, or somebody told me, they're holding the next bootleg album. Is that right, Harvey?
Do you like the new Lloyd show? That's
it. This is a young lady, she's being carried by the
Patriots.
Can we look? I beg your pardon. Six young ladies, please.
Our handsome road managers
will escort them up here. In the meantime, we're going to play something specially for you.
Thank you.
thanking young ladies for coming up here and helping us. I want to thank all of you for Good night, thank you. Good night.